This is the Risky Business News Podcast, prepared and read by Cătălin Câmpanu. Welcome to the May 2 edition of the podcast, where we talk about the main news stories that have taken place over the weekend. Unfortunately, the weekend has not been kind at all to the cryptocurrency community, as two cryptocurrency platforms were robbed on Saturday. DeFi platform Saddle Finance and Rari Capital both had their trading protocols exploited and lost $10 million and $80 million US worth of cryptocurrency, respectively. Both platforms confirmed the hacks on Saturday and immediately posted messages on Twitter offering no questions asked bug bounties to the attackers in order to return the stolen funds. In another major development, it appears that multiple class action lawsuits have been filed over the month of April against some of the largest US companies that relied on the Kronos timekeeping apps to keep track and pay employees. Kronos, also known as UKG, was hit by ransomware in December 2021 and took months to recover, causing long delays in employee payments. The company is already the subject of several class action lawsuits filed last year and in early 2022. But now, companies like PepsiCo, Mercedes-Benz, DHL, Frito-Lay, the giant supermarket chain, call center giant Sitel Group, and the Cargill and Sodexo food corporations have all been sued for still unpaid wages related to the Kronos incident. As Zach Needle writes for Benefits Pro, this new wave of class action lawsuits brings a new twist to ransomware-related mitigation, especially for attacks against large corporations, where the legal consequences might now also start to impact their customers in case of a super slow and bad recovery plan. The Indian government has also passed an update to its Information Technologies Act last week, requiring companies to report cybersecurity incidents to India's CERT team within 6 hours when they occur. In addition, all cloud, VPS and VPN providers will also have to record the names, emails and IP addresses of all their subscribers, data that they must archive for at least 5 years. The new legal requirements are set to go into effect at the start of July. French prosecutors also opened a criminal investigation against far-right website FDSouche after the site published the personal data of French Muslims last September. The leak allegedly contained the data of more than 100 individuals, such as Muslim activists, journalists, and imams. According to a French edition of the Huffington Post, this was the second leak published by FDSouche, after the site published the email addresses and phone numbers of people working with organization aiding migrants back in 2017. In tech news, a team of academics has published a report on Auguri, a new side-channel attack that can leak data from Apple CPUs such as the A14, M1 and M1 Max. This is the second side-channel attack discovered against Apple Silicon after the Miracles bug was found in May 2021. In an unrelated Apple story, the company has also released a firmware update for its AirTags devices to improve the sound the devices are giving out when they're engaged in an active tracking campaign. Apple promised this fix back in February as a way to prevent the widespread abuse of its new tracking gadget against vulnerable targets. In a story related to the Russian-Ukrainian war, the UK government also managed to confuse all local internet service providers on Friday by passing a surprise update to its Russian sanctions. The new update mandated that UK ISPs block access to internet resources managed by sanctioned persons or entities. As several industry blogs pointed out last week, there are several issues with this update. First, the update was passed on April 27 and enforced 2 days later, leaving little time for ISPs to prepare. Second, even if they had the resources, many ISPs didn't know what Russian sites to block, as they had no idea to which sites each sanctioned entity was connected or running. In pure InfoSec news, Sucuri has published its annual year-in-review report in which the company analyzed the landscape of hacked websites. The two main takeaways from the report is that vulnerable plugins account for far more website compromises than out-of-date core CMS files, and that credit card skimming is now on the rise for WordPress sites. Besides Sucuri, the security arm of PwC has also published its year-in-review report. While the report is a chunky and well worth read at 75 pages, the most interesting tidbit is a section on Red Dev 17. PwC says this new APT has several infrastructure overlaps with other cyber espionage groups, including some that were previously linked to the Chinese military. Active for at least 5 years, PwC said that last year RedDev 17 targeted the Indian military, a major Indian multinational, and a state energy company. Sticking with APT news, security firm Cluster 25 also published a report on Friday about a new spear phishing campaign carried out by Nikon, one of the oldest Chinese cyber espionage groups known to date. Cluster 25 said the attack was of note because Nikon operators used a Red Team penetration testing framework known as Viper, a tool that's very popular with the Chinese security community. And that's it for today's news. Links to all reports can be found in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.